The media wields enormous power to shape our views and determine our behaviour. The Rwandan genocide and the Balkans crises are examples of the media misusing that power to foment hatred of a particular group. The Media Diversity Institute works internationally to promote and encourage responsible reporting of diversity. The executive director is Milica Pesic. She explains why it's so important for the media to recognise diversity.
The starting point is there is no homogeneous society. Every society consists of different ethnicities, race groups, gender, people of different abilities, disabilities, mental or physical, different sexual orientation, different social status, languages. So we believe that in democratic societies, media do need to reflect that diversity. And when we talk to donors, we talk about freedom of expression for all citizens regarding their race, ethnicity, gender, religion, physical, mental ability, sexual orientation. So we're trying to actually engage media primarily to be more professional and to be more responsible in reflecting their diversity.
And that is in Europe and elsewhere?
It's Europe and elsewhere. Or actually, we started in so-called developing world in 1997, and then we realized, particularly after September the 11th, that actually what we do in so-called developing world is very much needed in so-called developed world. So our major program right now is in the EU, but we work also in Southeast Asia, in Middle East, North Africa right now, Sub-Sahara and Cuba.
And in Europe, in the West, so to speak, do you find that this idea is accepted by journalists, or do you have a fight on your hands?
Well, with so-called Western world and Western Europe, it seems the journalists believe that they are already doing it. So it's a bit more difficult to work with journalists in that part of the world than in so-called developing world, where people are more aware that they still need, you know, to learn certain skills. We did a 2-year study for the European Union in 30 European countries where we actually looked for, you know, the most innovative initiatives by the media and about the media when we talk about diversity. And what we have found out is that basically that Europe still believes that it's mainly Christian and mainly white, which is not the case. So there is a business case for us to work in Western Europe, but it is sometimes very difficult because, as I said, journalists don't think that they have anything new to learn. It's one thing, the other, we provide training for free. And it seems in that part of the world, people think when something is free, it's not good enough.
So can you give me an example of some work you've done in, I don't know, Egypt or Cuba or Sub-Saharan Africa?
So South Sudan is a new country, declared independence last year, 2009, and they're building democracy. So we believe that inclusion is one of the main principles of democracy, so the journalists have to be as inclusive as possible. We produce a supplement with the journalists whom we trained. They're from all around 10 states of South Sudan. The supplement is called People's Voice, and basically journalists bring the voices from all around the countries of ordinary people who talk about their ordinary lives. Since the country has 80% of the population which are illiterate. So the supplement is not actually for ordinary people to read, but for so-called decision makers, policy makers. So they can read actually what their citizens think and need and respond to that. And occasionally then we interview a minister, prime minister, who responds to the needs of the citizens. So that's how we support the media there and give the voice to those who are usually marginalized by the media.
Do you find that there's some resistance on the part of the audiences to hearing these voices that they're not used to hearing?
Well, there are a couple of things here. People are used just to listen to read about, you know, words from those who are important, like decision makers or any levels. So suddenly hearing the voice of a farmer, a woman, you know, who is a single mother, no income. But if you're a good journalist, if you know how to listen to, as we all say in journalism, everyone has a story to say. It's up to you as a journalist to know how to listen to and get that story. So I think at the end, you know, people do read.